Ramsey TV.
Well, there is one prize I am sure of winning at the Days of Christ. I hope nobody thinks I'm overconfident in stating this, but I will win the award for the most inept person to ever be called upon to do this work. And possibly the weakest person. No, I'm going to stick with inept. The weakest person is a name, a person to be announced. This is Martin Zinner. Sorry, I'm not myself yet. I'm still having problems in my mouth here, and who knows where else it's gone, but I'm not back to normal at all. And to Bob Eveland, who graciously sent me a new pair of headphones and a little Bluetooth thing so that I can hear myself in the headphones. Something that has been so simple to me in the past, I can't get it to work. I don't know why I can't hear myself on the headphones. So I figure, why wear them? It's not Bobby. So you're so gracious to help me in this and to send me these gifts to help for the work. I'll figure it out. Or if somebody wants to fly here and figure it out for me, that'd be great. This is Martin Zinner, and I already feel like this show is a wreck, which usually ends up working for the good of the show, because it's somehow the power of God that comes out. The best thing I can tell you right now is to subscribe to Rob Weil's channel. That's the best thing I can tell you right now. Rob Weil of Canada is a real student of the scriptures. And he talks to you from his kitchen or his garage or his car. And he made a really nice video. A personal video asking for prayers for me. And I really appreciate it. It was so sweet. Brought tears to my eyes. And the love poured out to me from you all has been tremendous. Really is humbling and helpful. And it's a blessing to me, but it's also a blessing to you. So thank you for that, one and all. Denise Snyder, weeks ago I got your beautiful care package with all the goodies, all the snacks. And to the folks who sent me the whiskey, thank you very much. I should be drinking some now. Why I'm drinking coffee, I don't know. But I'll be back full strength. Just not there yet. So subscribe to Rob Weil's channel. It's linked under here. Let's see, what else? Oh, Grace Cafe. You know, sometimes I think I should just... Sometimes. I'm not going to do this, but just send you all my old shows every day. All the stuff we did in the past, everything I've done in the past. It's so powerful. It's so wonderful. It's so good. It's so true. It's so gracious. That I feel like I have a good bank of work in the bank. So I thank God for that. Because, you know, if God were to put me to repose, let's say, hey, like John Lennon said, you've always got the records. You've always got the records. The Beatles aren't together, but you got the records. So you got the records. Play the records. It's as true today as it was when it was recorded. So this is MZTV without much of the pizzazz, but I never artificially produce the pizzazz. If it's not there, it ain't there. If it is there, then it's authentic. So, but watch Grace Cafe yesterday. I'm telling you, it's so great for me and edifying for me to watch the videos that Rodney Paris puts together from audios that were made 25 years ago this summer, this June, 25 years ago. Six of us went into a radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, and proclaimed the gospel on Christian radio. live on Christian Radio. The eons, the salvation of all, the sovereignty of God, the purpose of evil, I mean everything. It is a miracle of God that they did not throw us off the air. If that's the only thing I ever did, besides write the first idiot in heaven, then I'm good. Grace Cafe, what a testimony that was. And, you know, I don't know how many people heard it when it was first aired. In Cleveland, probably not many. But then it was on cassette tapes for years. Maybe 2 or 3 years after the fact, until maybe 2000, 2005, 2006. People stopped using cassette tapes. So thanks to Rodney Parris. He keeps the truth going. I might have shared this with you before. I don't know why I'm sharing it. It sounds a little self-serving, but I will just say that after the last night of Grace Cafe, of 5 weeks of broadcasting, I was driving home with my wife, and I'm not a Pentecostal guy as far as signs and wonders and miracles and what have you, but there was a lightning display for an hour and a half that I've never seen before or since. There wasn't a second where there weren't multiple flashes of lightning all over the sky. And I know that it was God sealing that work, sealing it. The word had gone forth. The world would reject it. The world will reject it. The select would hear it. The chosen would hear it. That goes for any of you. The chosen will hear it. The rest of the world will reject it. It will be rejected in its day, just like the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ, all rejected in their day. I'm rejected in my day by my own son. Rejected. He thinks I'm a liar. He thinks I'm making a mockery of Jesus. He thinks I hate the true gospel. He thinks I promote sin. In the meantime, he's a pastor in the Christian church teaching eternal torment. God will torture his enemies. And that Jesus Christ, who came to save the world, will not do it, cannot do it, because humans are too stubborn. Adam proves to be more powerful, proves to be superior to Christ. Yeah, so this is the nature of the game in this eon. But it should never, must never stop the heralding. We herald in the midst of failure. One of the greatest quotes from A. Enoch in the Concordant Commentary. I'm going to have to paraphrase it. It's the scripture verse. At that season, I'll find the reference. At that season, Jesus said, I acclaim thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and you will reveal them to minors, to babes, the King James Version says. You hide these things. And Mr. Nock pointed out in his Concordant Commentary that at that season was the season of Jesus' followers leaving him, of him putting out his hard sayings and having his teachings out just categorically rejected. It was at that season. It's important to know what that season was. It was the season of abject failure. While he was on earth, Jesus Christ was not a successful evangelist. He left his work to the hands of God. Paul was not really, if you want to go by numbers, a successful evangelist. He left his work to God. You may feel like a failure. Someone who failed to testify correctly or to convince your friends or family members about the truth of the gospel. Well, you can just join the club there because you are part of a long line of losers. But Mr. Nock pointed out that it was at that season that Jesus acclaimed his God and Father. Acclaimed him for what? For hiding these things. My own son, these truths operate right under his nose. My youngest son, Paul. Right under his nose. He was raised in these things. But the gospel of self-righteousness is so attractive. And that's the bottom line. The gospel of self-righteousness. In a nutshell, that's what the Christian gospel is. It's a gospel that simply cannot believe that salvation could be completely outside oneself. It's impossible for the human being to believe, apart from a revelation of God, that salvation happens completely outside of oneself. It is a satanic teaching which insists on the necessity of human cooperation. That's it in a nutshell. That was a problem with the Jews in Jesus' day. It has to be up to me. It has to be, you have to give me a part. I have to be the deciding factor. I have to be the one who kicks over my aeonian life, or what they think their eternal life. That's it in a nutshell. That gospel is seductive. It's the gospel Martin Luther fought. It's the gospel the Apostle Paul fought. The false gospel, the satanic gospel. It's the gospel we fight. It's the gospel the prophets fought. It's damn self-righteousness. That is Satan's coin of the realm, self-righteousness. My son Paul told me, quote, "There are very real and terrifying consequences for what you teach. Jesus will hold you accountable. You will be punished. It will be awful." Quote, you'll be punished. I'm going to be punished. For what? Well, as I told you, Friday, my son can no longer allow his children to think it's okay to enjoy the fellowship of someone who, one, hates the true gospel. That's me again. Promotes sin and makes a mockery of Jesus. Why? Because of the teaching of grace. Of the teaching that it is not, that salvation from a human is futile. That's from the Psalms. Salvation from a human is futile. How people can miss this? It's divine hardening. How can you miss it? It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. And if there were any other testaments, it would be in there too. Salvation from a human is futile. Paul said it, quoting the Hebrew scriptures. There's no one righteous, no, not one. Not one is seeking out God. They've all gone out of the way. As an Adam, all are dying. Mortality courses through our veins. Salvation is a gift of God. Satan has convinced billions that that's not true. And then they persecute us for heralding the truth. Well, that's the way it goes. That's the way it's always been. And it will continue to be that way. Did I thank the people who sent me the whiskey? Yes, I did. And I thank Bob Evelyn, too, who also sent me some lollipops that are delicious. Thank you very much. Watch Grace Cafe from yesterday. I love it how Denise Tellop comes out of the gate, passionate, explaining why we are there, what we're doing. Our purpose is to elevate Christ, and that is our purpose. That's my purpose always, to elevate the name of Christ, the work of Christ, to promote it, to diminish the satanic teachings, to destroy the satanic teachings, to eviscerate them from the face of the earth, if we could, if only we could, that salvation from a human is essential, rather than what the scriptures say it is, which is futile. But they believe it's essential. What a difference. Salvation from a human is essential. The Christian battle cry, the satanic battle cry versus salvation from a human is futile. What a difference. It can't be more opposite. So, what am I even saying on this show? We're in a long line of losers, of failed evangelists. And the Apostle Paul died not even knowing if his letters were saved. The Apostle Paul died not even knowing if his last letter to Timothy would get to Timothy. The Apostle Paul died realizing that all in Asia had forsaken him. The Apostle Paul died with only the Lord Jesus by his side. He committed his work to God. What did Jesus do when he died? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I'm thinking. That putting one's work and even one's failures into the hands of God and trusting Him to see what He will do with it, I'm thinking that is the smartest thing you can do today.